Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
I could do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now, welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
And opposite me and laughing already, and we haven't even begun, is the CEO of Chai FM, Kathy Kehler. How utterly, fabulously wonderful to have you back on The Overdrive with me this afternoon.
It's wonderful, and thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate it. You know, I might be the CEO, Simon, but you know, I used to have a private zoo. Do you know this?
No, what are you, of course. Yes, I do know. You were the crazy lady out in Michali's room with the animals. Yeah,
I was the CIEIO.
Oh, I had absolutely no idea where this interview was going to go this afternoon, and I couldn't have guessed that in a thousand years. Kathy, I want to start with a question. It is our 13th birthday.
That's not a question. That's a statement.
No, but the question is it our bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah?
It is our bar mitzvah.
Our bar mitzvah.
When you have 13 years, you're a bar mitzvah.
But if you're a tachanat radio and you're feminine in Hebrew, do you not have a bat mitzvah?
Well, we had a bat mitzvah last year. We gave away thousands and thousands and thousands of rand. Do you not remember that?
No.
Jeez, Simon, you've got the memory of a goldfish.
Wowie, listen, this is a hell of a milestone. By any account, this is a hell of a milestone. 13 years, it couldn't have been easy, I would imagine. It came with its challenges.
No, it's had its challenges. Real challenges.
Yeah. So, and the radio station doesn't run itself. There are people and salaries to pay.
I did an exercise of what have we done. You know, I love statistics. And I love numbers.
Yeah.
You know, show me a calculation, because I think that there's an inner engineer somewhere in me. And I mean that in the nicest way. So I sat down and I worked out how many minutes of news have we delivered? How many minutes of Israel reporting just from Rolin and Anthony Reich in the mornings? How many business shows have we done over the past 13 years. Do you want to hear some of those
Absolutely.
Figures?
Absolutely. No, I'm with you. I'm a numbers person. Give them to me.
Okay. So in terms of news, which is 12 bulletins a day, each of which is 4 minutes, 273,000. It's a lot of minutes of news, don't you think?
Yeah, my mind can't kind of grasp 273,000 minutes. That's a hell of a lot of minutes.
That is a lot. Traffic, 97,500 minutes. And obviously there were some days, which I have no idea how many there were.
What days like today when there's zero? But more than the minutes.
When the list of traffic lights, you know, if you had to read them out, it would have taken half an hour.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, at least 30 minutes to add to that 97,500. Torah, 507,000 minutes. Pretty impressive.
That's a lot of minutes.
That's a lot of minutes. That's a lot That's of growing than, and yes. learning about Judaism as an expat community and a post-Holocaust community.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really significant. And I actually think that one of the reasons that Joburg jury is so much more observant has got a lot to do with Chai FM and understanding what Judaism is about.
Still got your work cut out for you, Kathy. What can I say?
What did you used to call me? Rochelea.
Rochelea. I don't used to nothing. I still do. Craig, behind your back, the minute you walk out of here,
turn off his microphone. Yeah. Rochel. She's off riding a camel somewhere. Okay. So, Israel reports. You're looking at where are those figures now? Okay. So business, 468,000 minutes. Of business experts talking on Chai FM. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible.
468,000. The only thing that, only figure that beats that is Torah learning, which was 507,000. Also history, 468,000 minutes.
And whilst I get your enthusiasm for the minutes, because they do tell a massive story, Kathy, what they're not telling is the impact that those minutes have.
Well, you'll never know. It's a pebble. It's a pebble that you throw in a pond. You never see all of those ripples.
No, 110,000,000%. I'm with you.
No, but I do. I get the emails from the Philippines and from all around the world, from Jews living around the world. I mean, when I saw on our stats that we've got 4 listeners in the Philippines, thought, no, this can't be right. This must be going through a Filipino server. How does
it leaked out?
Exactly. How does someone in the Philippines even know about Chai FM?
Exactly.
It's all word of mouth.
That really is remarkable.
And then, they contacted me. One of the people there actually contacted me. I mean, I had no way of contacting them. No, calling the Philippines. What does one do?
Okay, no, fair enough.
We've also got listeners in Afghanistan, which is interesting.
Might have had, I think, Zvulun left.
No. Zvulun, I'm not sure, was a listener.
He probably wasn't.
I'm just saying, it's,
No, it is, but why shouldn't we?
Is he still in Turkey?
He's actually fascinating. It's one of the stories I intended to talk about later this afternoon. I don't want to take up our time, but he just wants a mere $10 million and then he'll go to Israel.
He wants Israel to pay him to go there. Yes, he does. Does he know that it doesn't work that way?
I tell you, I think the man's a genius. I've got the same plan. I also want Israel to give me $10 million and I'll go there.
We need to encourage him.
He's off his head. But anyway, it's certainly entertaining. Kathy, let's get back to Chai FM because it's big deal.
So all of these minutes and everything that we've delivered to the community over the past 13 years, it takes money, Simon.
Sure.
So I was in an Exco meeting 2 weeks ago. And I said to my Exco team, I said, this is my executive committee. And I said, we've got Chai FM's birthday coming up. It's our 13th birthday. It's our bar mitzvah. We need to do something significant.
Yeah.
And one person said, let's have a concert. And another person said, let's do a radiothon. And another person said, let's do an outside broadcast at Norwood Mall. And somebody, I'm not mentioning any names, thought that it would be a good idea to do all three.
Am I perhaps looking at that person? Could I be?
You know what? I'm not going to implicate anybody in this interview, okay. Simon. So that's exactly what happened, is that I decided that we should do all three at the same time. We are doing a 12-hour, it's the longest outside broadcast that we've ever done. I don't know of another radio station who's actually done a 12-hour broadcast. So from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Norwood Mall. We're going to be hosting a telethon, or not a telethon, a radiothon. Telethon's on television. This is a radiothon. I want to talk a little bit about the radiothon, but we also have our call center there. So if you want to make a donation, you want to swipe your card, whatever it is, you can come there and it'll be worth your while. Because let me tell you that we've got a whole lot of artists and performers who are also going to be performing. We've invited them in, and they're very, very happy to earn some money, considering that most artists haven't performed in the past two years.
Can you do a spoiler alert and tell us who will be there?
I absolutely will. So at 11 o'clock, we've got this amazing Van a cappella ensemble. None of them are Jewish. All of them are black, and they sing Hebrew songs.
Did I not interview
you did.
Them on this
you
very
did.
Show
exactly.
some time ago? I've forgotten the name.
They're called Amakono Wesinto.
That is exactly what they are called. Kathy, that was one of the most wonderful memories I have
Isn't that
of
amazing?
Them in studio, belting out my Yiddish mama and all sorts of incredible Hebrew songs.
Exactly, and we wanted to be able to share them beyond the studio.
A wonderful, wonderful.
So idea. They're going to be performing at 11 o'clock. And then we've got the Johannesburg Philharmonic Quartet. The string quartet. They're going to be performing at 2 o'clock. We've got the King David Victory Park Marimba Band.
Yeah, no, they're good.
And they're going to be at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Johannesburg Youth Orchestra. Have you heard the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra?
I'm not sure that I have, to tell you the truth.
It's a full orchestra. But they do more contemporary stuff. They'll do like Ed Sheeran or they'll
oh,
do.
Oh, wonderful.
It's
okay.
really, it's incredible. I mean, they obviously okay. do the classics as well, but they're just incredibly, incredibly, talented. They also do vocals, which is just wonderful. Go and look them up on YouTube or get to Norwood Mall. No, I think you should just get to Norwood Mall.
I just have to ask you, like
yes.
right now, because you are the most paranoid COVID person I've come across in my whole life.
Yes.
You shut us down before there was a shutdown. You are so careful
yes.
about this awful pandemic.
Yes.
And yet we're having this massive radiothon.
Yes.
Are COVID protocols going to be observed
of
to your satisfaction?
Of course, not
only
that.
To your satisfaction is going to make me feel comfortable enough about going.
No, 100%. Not only that, but we are also handing out to all the presenters, every performer, we're handing out these special masks. They're called Copperfresh masks.
Okay.
They are, it's Israeli technology. They are made with copper. They're self-sanitizing. You don't have to wash them. They last for a month. And they always smell fresh. They are self-sanitizing. And the copper, somehow the copper reacts and does whatever. It's Israeli technology.
Okay.
So we're going to be handing it out to everybody.
And numbers of people in terms of the mall monitoring, number of people in the mall, that's sort of...
We have worked with four security companies to come in. And there's different levels of security. Obviously, there does need to be crowd control, especially when I tell you about the next guest.
Tell me more. I'm listening.
You haven't been. When last were you at a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, Simon?
Probably about 15 years ago.
Okay,
or
so then this message is not for you. But do know that if you go to a barmy or a batty, the minute the DJ puts on Kurt Darren,
ach, nee, what are you telling me?
Kids go ballistic.
Oh my goodness.
Kurt Darren was completely tickled to hear that he has this Jewish community following.
I would not have guessed that. I really would not have
guessed
that.
But his music is, so, you know what?
It's, that is, it's thoroughly addictive, but
it's very addictive.
Did not think that it was, so I just, okay, I'm struggling with that. Los Lappi, you know.
Oh, you like Los Lappi?
I do like Los Lappi.
You don't like Captain?
Captain, help me out here.
Come, Craig. Give us a taste of Captain.
Captain. It's
Captain
vague in the
Cindy
back of...
Sailor. That's what it is, I think. I don't know. Well, that's what I sing anyway.
Wow. So, okay. So Kurt Aaron's going to be there. What time is he?
He's on at 5.
Captain.
You know this song.
No, I do.
Simon, you have to sing along. We all know that you sing.
South African jury at its best. Kurt Darren and Captain, followed by Los Lappi. Los Lappi's definitely the one that I know better.
So Spundy Sailor.
This is definitely a morning song. This is a Howard song. There's no question. I've heard this. And I've got to admit that my foot kind of pumps to the beat.
You just can't help it.
You can't
help it.
So has he been instructed to Captain and Los Lappi?
And Macy, who's doing all of his hits. He'll be there from 5 o'clock. He's performing. And then at round about 5:45, we're going to have the big reveal. We'll see how much money we've raised. 6 o'clock, we close the radiothon. So you've only got that 12-hour period in which you can make a donation. And I'll tell you in a minute how to do that. And then 6 o'clock, we come back to Alec Hogg and the Business Power Hour.
Okay.
So that's Thursday.
Give me just a sense of the structure of the day. Like, Simon as a presenter being there, what are you going to do with us? Are you going to, but we're just going to walk around. Are you going to give us half our slots? Are we going to raise money? How are we going to add to this?
We're going to be raising money for sure. That's what it's about. That's why we have the call center there. Make a note of the number. It's actually the High FM office number, which we'll be forwarding to the call center at Norwood Mall. And that number is 01 40 40 90. How easy is that? It sounds like it could be a song, actually, couldn't it, Craig? 01 01 40 40 90. Say with us. 01 01 40 40 90.
No, it very definitely is, and that is very easy to remember. And I think this is almost like it's a celebration. I don't know when I've last been to an event where there've been more than, you know, this will be the first like bit of normal life back again. This is really exciting.
Yeah.
Thursday.
100%. And, have you been with us for a radiothon? You were, right?
I have.
You've been with us on radiothon. So let me remind you, because I know that you don't remember everything that happened last week.
You're absolutely right.
Never mind a month ago or 2 years ago. Okay. Yeah, so radiothon has two components.
Yes.
One is we pledge. Right. Yes. So you say, I want to make a donation for $10, $100, whatever it is. And then you challenge other people to meet or beat what you've pledged. Right. So, I don't know. Do you support football?
You know, I don't give a hoot about football, but I could perhaps say to those who speak Hebrew, I'm going to pledge 400 rand. Would they meet it or better it?
Okay, exactly. Meet or beat it. I'm going to challenge. Would you be prepared to sing for money, Simon?
I, I, you know, one of the first things you taught me about radio is that this is not a place to be silent. You've absolutely whopped me with that one.
Simon, your rendition of Oklahoma.
What am I doing? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Only if Leslie Sachs pitches.
Listen, you have to practice it. you and I are co-presenting the last hour.
Oh, are we? Yes. Yeah, it would be.
So
I'm such a schmo. I should have entered this interview about 4 minutes ago, but I thought I'd give you more time.
Oh, well, there
to
we go.
So what's the number? Huge mistake.
So what's the number?
The number is really easy. The number is 0101 40 40 90.
Exactly.
0101 40 40 90. So you even might have me singing there on Thursday.
What Wowie, do you mean, Mike?
Zowie. That's really something that needs to be considered with enormous gravitas. We'll think about that.
Okay, Simon, I have to go because Craig is
Craig's kicking you out.
He's kicking me out. Least, thanks, Craig.
At least we can say he kicked you out. I didn't, and I'm very happy about that. Kathy, I look forward to seeing you at the Radiothon on Thursday, as in your words,
amazing.
up. What's your words? Up.
Onwards and upwards.
Upwards and upwards. That's always what I was looking for.
Loving it all.
Yeah, loving it all. Onwards and upwards.